理课堂听 class.com。
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Studio Classroom Online. I'm Vicky, and it's great to have you with us today as we continue our look at a taste of Thailand.
Hi, friends. My name is Steve. Yesterday, we learned one reason why Thai food is so popular around the world. Our author suggested it's because Thai food has balance. There are a lot of flavors that are represented in Thai cuisine.
And our writer had the privilege of going out to a nice Thai restaurant in Taipei. He wants to tell us more. Join us on page 19 in the left-hand column as we continue.
A Taste of Thailand. Tat Mun Kong, or deep-fried shrimp cakes, are standard Thai fare. Mine were crispy and mild.With a subtle seafood flavor. I dipped them in a tangy plum sauce and savored every bite. Of course, no Thai meal is complete without the famous Tom Yam Kong, or spicy and sour shrimp soup. Lemongrass and lime give this soup its unique Thai citrus flavor, and chilies give it an extra spicy kick. I sipped a spoonfuland immediately reached for a glass of water.
Well, we start off with a food that was one of my favorites anyway, Tat Mun Kong, and it's a deep-fried shrimp cake, and it's standard Thai fare, it tells us.
Okay, which means you go to a Thai restaurant, any Thai restaurant, and you will see this on the menu because it's very, very popular and very famous in Thailand.Now, we see the word cake, and we often think of dessert. We think of something sweet. But this is different, isn't it, Vicky?
That's right. It's a little different. It's flatter, though the ones we tried were a lot thicker than the ones you often get when you go to a Thai restaurant. And sometimes they're cut in a pie shape. It's round, and then they slice it into kind of pie pieces. But these were round and kind of flat, but very juicy and very delicious.
Okay, the author said they're deep fried. Now, remember what that means.Is that they have some oil in a pot and they submerge these things in the oil. So they're completely surrounded by the oil and that's how they're cooked. They're deep fried in oil.
Okay, let's take a look again. You mentioned a little bit about what standard fare would be. It's standard for a Thai restaurant. It's something that you would expect to find at a Thai restaurant. That's what we mean by standard. And fare, we've used this word before, it just means food, doesn't it?
It does. Well, the author'sshrimp cakes were crispy and mild with a subtle seafood flavor. So these shrimp cakes were quite good. He's describing them here for us. And they're not really strong in their shrimp flavor. So I think that's one reason why he likes them. They're subtle in flavor.
Okay. First of all, he mentions the word crispy. We've talked about that before. It means something is a little bit crunchy. It has it's more of the texture, isn't it, than the actual flavor.
It is, Vicky.When you eat something crispy, it makes that noise in your mouth. Potato chips are crispy, and some other crackers are crispy as well.
Okay. So he mentions that, the texture, but he also says they're mild, so they weren't very strong, perhaps, in the flavor. Also, there was a flavor there, but it was very subtle. It was a seafood flavor.
Okay. Notice the word subtle here. When Vicky said it, you do not pronounce the B sound. The B sound is silent, so you pronounce this word subtle.
Okay, and subtle just simply means it's not very obvious. It's there, but it's not really obvious. Well, he says, I dipped them in a tangy plum sauce and savored every bite. Now, first of all, a tangy sauce would be something that has a little bit of a sour taste, I suppose, right?
Mm-hmm. These are flavors that are produced by acidic things. We would think like fruits and certain vegetables would produce a tangy flavor. They're sour. They could be tart as well, T-A-R-T. That's a good word to describe it, too.
Right, and this is a flavor that is very distinctive. We often even think about something that's very sharp in the taste. But this is a plum sauce. It's made out of plums. And our writer really enjoyed the sauce. We can see that because he used this word savor. When you savor a bite of something, you're really enjoying it. You're taking your time. You're not trying to get rid of it right away.
Right. Some people will eat their food very quickly, and they're not savoring it. You savor your food, as you said, Vicki, when you take your time. You don't want to swallow the food too quickly because it's so good. You want to leave it in your mouth as long as possible.
Now, we learned a word, I think it was either last month or a couple of months ago in this series, the word relish, R-E-L-I-S-H. It's a similar idea. When you relish something, you're savoring it. You're taking your time and enjoying it very much.
He fully appreciated it. Well, of course, no Thai meal is complete without the famous Tom Yam Kung, or spicy and sour shrimp soup. This, Vicki, really did me in. It's very deceptive. When I tried this at the restaurant, I took a spoonful, and wow, it really is strong and powerful.
Okay, now you just used an expression that I'm not sure everyone understands. It did you in? What does that mean?
It means I really...
It was powerful, right?
It was powerful. I didn't expect the power that it had, and it could have really hurt me had I not had some water next to me, and I quickly drank the water, just like the author did. I think it took the author by surprise, too.
Okay, so it really affected you. I think that's the idea. So, of course, Thai food, you have to try this if you're going to have Thai food. It wouldn't be complete if you didn't try this, but it is very spicy, and it can take you by surprise, so you need to be careful.
Now, I've tried a lot of spicy food, Chinese cuisine and Mexican cuisine, but I have to say, the Thai spicy dishes are some of the most powerful I've ever tried.
Okay. Well, it goes on to talk about the lemongrass and lime. It says lemongrass and lime give this soup its unique Thai citrus flavor. So this soup is very spicy, but it also has a little bit of a citrus flavor. Now, when we talk about citrus, we're talking about oranges, grapefruit, things like that.
Right. Lemons and limes. These are fruits that are produced or they come from what we call citrus trees. They're a kind of tree or a shrub that produce these kinds of fruits.
Okay, and so these flavors are very distinct, and you will be able to sense that when you're eating this soup. You can taste that flavor.
Well, chilies give it an extra spicy kick, as I mentioned before. He sipped a spoonful and immediately reached for a glass of water. That sounds like my experience, too.
Okay. Remember this word kick? When something has a kick, it's usually very spicy. It really punches you in a way. It takes you by surprise.
It's almost as if somebody just kicked you because, as you said, you're surprised. You didn't expect it.
Okay, well, it's about time for us to take a break, but before we do, we want to take you back to this Thai restaurant where Steve and I went, and we want you to enjoy some of the food with us. Join us.
Well, Vicki, I know it would be hard, but if you had to choose a favorite dish, what would it be?
Well, Steve, I would say it has to be this crispy duck and tamari sauce. This is a chef's recommendation. It is delicious.
That does look like a good choice.
So what about you, Steve? Have you found a favorite yet?
I think I have. It's this chicken green curry. You know, I love foods with good sauces, and this is one of them.
Well, you know, Steve, it has a little bit of a coconut flavor as well as a citrus flavor. Very delicious.
I think that's what I'm tasting.
Mm-hmm.
But coming in at a close second is this shrimp soup. It's spicy, it's a little sour, almost like they're using lemons in the dish.
Well, you know, Steve, a lot of Thai food has that lemon flavor, right?
Well, they must use a lot of lemons then.
Well, actually, they don't use a lot of lemons. They use a lot of limes, and they use a lot of herbs that have a lemon flavor.
Really? Mm-hmm. What kind of herbs?
Well, for one, there's what we call lemongrass. It doesn't really look like grass at all, but it smells like lemon. Try it.
Let me smell this. You're right, it does smell like lemons. Amazing.
There's also something that looks like ginger. It's a little bit like ginger, but it smells very different. It also has a lemon scent.
You're right, this is really fragrant. Has that lemony scent.
And all of those things can be found in that soup.
Wow, I see here as well with the fish, you're using the limes and the other ingredients, the herbs. Really, really fragrant, tasty food.
So, Steve, do you think you're ready to make Thai food at home now?
I don't think so, Vicky. I think I'll stick to what I do best.
And what is that?
Eat!
Of course.
Mmm. Adore.
True or false? Thailand exports more rice than any other country in the world. True or false? Thailand exports more rice than any other country in the world. True! Thailand doesn't grow the most rice, but it does export more than any other country. Isn't that great? I think rice is nice.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom Online. It's time for us now to continue with our lesson, A Taste of Thailand.
We just talked about some of the very spicy food. Now we're going to go to some food that's close to my heart, some of the Thai curries.
Join us, everyone, on page 20 in the left-hand column as we continue.
A Taste of Thailand. Thai cuisine is also famous for its distinctive curries. Not wanting to miss out, I tried the green curry chicken. Made with coconut milk, lime leaves, and chilies, this dish has a complex, slightly sweet taste. I took one bite and concluded that Thai curry's fame is certainly well-deserved. I finished up my meal with a steamed sea bass in lime sauce. The fish had a delightful, slightly sour taste, but was spicier than I expected. So what did I love about my Thai meal? That's easy. Everything.
Okay, it goes on to tell us that Thai cuisine is also famous for its distinctive curries. Now, Steve mentioned that curry is one of your favorite types of dishes, right?
It is. One reason I like curry so much is because curries are usually a saucy kind of food. There's lots of sauce. And I love foods that have sauces with different flavors in them and they mix around in my mouth. I enjoy those.
You know, curry is a blend of different spices, and it's an incredible taste. And they use this curry powder to make these different types of curries. But every curry has a very distinctive flavor.
It does. You can have a beef curry, a chicken curry, curries made from seafood, all different kinds of curries.
Right. Even the colors are very, very different sometimes. But the flavor is very distinctive. Now, it says, not wanting to miss out, I tried the green curry chicken. Now, miss out here gives us the idea that you would actually miss an opportunity, right?
Right. You would lose the opportunity. Michael, our writer, went to a Thai restaurant. If he didn't try the green curry chicken, he would really miss out on an opportunity because it's quite famous around the world.
Okay, so he didn't want to miss that opportunity. He'd heard a lot about it, and he thought, this is my opportunity. I don't want to miss out. I'm going to try it.
Okay, and it says they're distinctive curries here, and that means it's very different from other curries. Of course, we know India has very good curries, very distinctive, but Thai curries are quite different from those.
You know, that's the interesting thing. I think a lot of people don't realize that there are these different types of curries. A lot of times we think, oh, curry is just one type, or a lot of people think that way, it's just one type. But actually, there are many different kinds.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, our author tried the green curry chicken. It's made with coconut milk, lime leaves, and chilies. This dish has a complex, slightly sweet taste. It's not easy to describe.
Okay, again, it's not easy to maybe distinguish these different flavors. So there's quite a combination. It's made with coconut milk, and we've mentioned that before. A lot of Thai dishes are. Also, lime leaves are used, so you get that citrus flavor. And also, chilies are in this dish. So it has this complex, slightly sweet taste. Complex meaning very complicated in a sense.
It's not a simple dish. Mm-hmm. It achieves, again, that balance that we talked about yesterday, having a lot of different flavors in one dish, really giving a lot of pleasure to your taste buds.
And not overly sweet, slightly sweet, just a slight taste of sweetness there. And he says, I took one bite and he concluded something. He concluded that Thai curry's fame is certainly well deserved. So he concluded, he came to the conclusion that this was true.
Maybe he had heard about it from reading magazines and books, but now he's making that decision in his own heart for himself. He concluded that yes, Thai curries are famous and they're well deserved.
Right.
For that
so
fame.
He reached that conclusion, or he reached that decision on his own, that this is well deserved. Now, whenever we say something is well deserved, maybe a nickname or maybe honor or something is well deserved, it just simply means that somebody or something deserves this honor or this recognition.
Okay. Well, moving on to the next paragraph, he says, I finished up my meal with a steamed sea bass in lime sauce. So this is a kind of fish. Notice how we pronounce this kind of fish. It's bass, not bass. Bass is an instrument that we would use, an electric bass. This is pronounced bass.
Okay, so I finished up my meal. So he finished his meal by having this sea bass. Now, a sea bass is, of course, a fish that's white. It's a white fish, very few bones, very mild flavor. And then they add this nice lime sauce, and it gives us that, again, that nice, a little bit slightly sour taste.
Okay, when a food is steamed, now, that's kind of different from what we've seen before. We know deep fry, we know fry. But what about steam? Steam means you put something in a dish and then actually there's steam surrounding it. You create this atmosphere, maybe in an oven or maybe even with some wicker baskets, so that the food is cooked by the hot, hot steam.
Exactly. And it's a very healthy type of way or a way of cooking. Well, it says the fish had a delightful, slightly sour taste, but was spicier than I expected. So again, it had a little bit of that kick, right? He was a little bit surprised. He wasn't expecting it to be so spicy.
He uses the word slightly again, too, mm-hmm. Vicki. And I think that's interesting, too. When foods have a slight flavor, it kind of teases your taste buds and it gives your flavor or your mouth some different flavors. When a flavor is too strong, sometimes it makes the food very uninteresting.
Right. Sometimes it's overpowering and you can't really taste the food. All you can taste is maybe the spice or a certain flavor, but you can't taste the food itself.
Right. So what did he love about his Thai meal? The author says that's easy. He loved everything about it.
Okay, so he had a good time. I would guess that he doesn't always have such a good time when he tries different food, but when he goes to a Thai restaurant, he loves everything.
Well, friends, let's go to the chat room and visit Ken and Rachel, and then we'll be back with more of the lesson. Please stay with us.
Welcome to the chat room. In today's lesson, we learn that Thai food is famous for its distinctive curries.
That's right. Now, Rachel, I know that curry is very popular in Asia. Did you ever eat curry in America?
No, I didn't. I didn't have my first curry until I moved to Taiwan, even though curries are found in many countries. Indian food is also famous for its curries.
So what makes something a curry?
A curry is a dish seasoned with curry powder or a mixture of spices. It's usually made with vegetables or meat and eaten with rice.
So is curry a powder or a sauce?
It's usually a sauce. Most curries are sauce-based dishes.
Curry 就是咖喱, curry powder 是咖喱粉, curry sauce 是咖喱酱。Now, Rachel, I've also heard curry used as a verb.
That's right. To curry means to clean and brush a horse with a special comb.
So can I say that to curry a horse is to groom a horse?
Yes, and to groom a horse also means to clean a horse. And groom is probably a more familiar word to most students.
Curry 也可以当动词用，就是用刷子来刷马，也就等于 to groom a horse, 就是打扮照顾马匹。
And now let's go to Michelle for today's language tips.
Hi everyone! 首先我们看 savor 这个动词。Savor 是指细细地或慢慢地品尝或享受。和 relish, R-E-L-I-S-H 的意思差不多。例如 we savored their famous tiramisu with coffee. 我们一边喝咖啡一边细细品尝他们有名的提拉米苏。或者是Why don't you slow down and savor the moment with your family for a while? 为什么你不停下脚步好好享受一下与家人相聚的时光呢？继续我们看 miss out 这个动词片语。Miss out 是指错过某个机会。例如 Come join our party tonight. You don't want to miss out. 今晚来参加我们的派对你不会想错过的。如果要说明是错过哪种机会是用 on 这个介系词。例如 ,he almost missed out on the opportunity to play in the major leagues. 他差点错过去美国职棒大联盟打球的机会。最后我们看 conclude 这个动词。conclude 在这里是指认定或做出某种结论。后面可以加上 that 子句来说明所做的结论的内容。例如 ,the report concluded that lack of clean water,will be a problem for most countries in the future. 这份报告的结论指出，干净用水的缺乏将来会是大部分国家的问题。And you don't want to miss out on our word bank. Here you go.
Tangy. This lemon sauce has a nice tangy flavor. Savor. Don't eat too fast.Slow down and savor every bite. Citrus. Oranges and limes are my favorite citrus fruits. Curry. I think Thai curry tastes better than Indian curry. Miss out. Don't miss out on the chance to study abroad when you're young. Conclude. After reading John's note,I concluded that he was angry with me.
A Taste of Thailand. Tat Mun Kong, or deep-fried shrimp cakes, are standard Thai fare. Mine were crispy and mild, with a subtle seafood flavor.I dipped them in a tangy plum sauce and savored every bite. Of course, no Thai meal is complete without the famous Tom Yam Kong, or spicy and sour shrimp soup. Lemongrass and lime give this soup its unique Thai citrus flavor, and chilies give it an extra spicy kick. I sipped a spoonful and immediately reached for a glass of water.Thai cuisine is also famous for its distinctive curries. Not wanting to miss out, I tried the green curry chicken. Made with coconut milk, lime leaves, and chilies, this dish has a complex, slightly sweet taste. I took one bite and concluded that Thai curry's fame is certainly well-deserved. I finished up my meal with a steamed sea bass in lime sauce.The fish had a delightful, slightly sour taste, but was spicier than I expected. So what did I love about my Thai meal? That's easy. Everything!
Well, friends, on the top of page 19, we have a little summary of whatThai food is known for. What are some of the famous flavors of Thai cuisine?
Well, first of all, we mentioned the tropical fruit flavors. We mentioned that the citrus flavors are very important and very key to Thai cooking. We also mentioned the coconut milk, right?
Right. Well, I mentioned chili peppers before, and seafood is the next item on the list, and that makes sense, seeing where Thailand is located next to the ocean.
That's right. And one of your favorites, curries. Curries, of course, are well known in Thai cooking.
And the last item on the list we haven't talked about too much, but you would think that white rice is just white rice. It's all the same, but it's not. Jasmine rice is very famous from Thailand. And it's very different. It's very fragrant and delicious.
Well, students, we hope you enjoyed our look at Thai cuisine. Next month, we'll be traveling to Greece for a taste of Greece. We hope you'll join us for that. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye, friends.